Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the beautiful feast of the Queenship of Mary. O God, who made the mother of your Son to be our mother and our Queen, graciously grant that sustained by her intercession. That's what she does for us. She intercedes for us. Join your prayers with hers before the Father for your children, your grandchildren, spouses, relatives, friends. Ask Mary to pray for you. O God, who made the mother of your Son to be our mother and our Queen, graciously grant that sustained by her intercession, we may attain in the heavenly kingdom the glory promised to your children. And pray that again. O God, who made the mother of your Son to be our mother and our Queen, graciously grant that sustained by her intercession, we may attain in the heavenly kingdom the glory promised to your children. You know, brothers and sisters, it's important to set your gaze high. Don't say, oh, I'm nothing, I'm worthless, I'm stupid, I'm this, God couldn't love me. God loves you infinitely. And if you love him in return with all you have and ask the Blessed Mother to pray for you, you will spend eternity in a joy that is unparalleled, a joy that cannot be surpassed. Years here may be tough, but live them with your eyes fixed on God and the promises, and remember that your mother in heaven prays for you. Prophet Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 to 11. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. In these words, prophesy to them. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the shepherds of Israel, who have been pasturing themselves. Should not shepherds rather pasture sheep? You have fed off their milk, worn their wool, and slaughtered the fatlings, but the sheep you have not pastured. It's quite an indictment for our shepherds. You did not strengthen the weak, nor heal the sick, nor bind up the injured. You did not bring back the strayed, nor seek the lost, but you lorded it over them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered for lack of a shepherd and became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered and wandered over all the mountains and high hills. My sheep were scattered over the whole earth with no one to look after them or to search for them. Brothers and sisters, pray for your shepherds. They are under great attack. Pray for them. Honestly, pray for them. We need good shepherds. Therefore, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, because my sheep have been given over to pillage, and because my sheep have become food for every wild beast, for lack of a shepherd. Because my shepherds did not look after my sheep, but pastured themselves and did not pasture my sheep. Because of this, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, I swear, I am coming against these shepherds. I will claim my sheep from them and put a stop to their shepherding my sheep, so that they may no longer pasture themselves. I will save my sheep, that they may no longer be food for their mouths. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep. Jesus, throughout history, God, throughout history, has taken issue with his shepherds who do not represent him rightly and well. Turn to Jesus. Ask Jesus to shepherd you. And then ask him to give us shepherds after God's own heart, earthly shepherds after God's own heart. Thank God every day that he is your shepherd. Read Psalm 23. See what he promises ultimately to each of us. At the same time, pray for our earthly shepherds that they may know more deeply how they're shepherded, that they may more deeply receive from Jesus the shepherding care that he wants to give them, and that in turn they may care for us. Let us pray, brothers and sisters, very, very much. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. There is nothing I shall want. When God cares for us, he knows every need we have. He knows it. And he knows it thoroughly. He knows our needs better than we know them. He knows our real needs, and he knows the depth of our needs much better than we do. Draw close to the Good Shepherd. Draw very close to him and ask our Blessed Mother to pray for you, because God wants to make sure that you are cared for. And he has infinite ways of doing that. But we have to yield to him in the sense of wanting his shepherding care. Wanting it. If he shepherds us, you will be a man or a woman after God's own heart. You will truly be a man that God created or a woman that God created after his own heart. What better gift could you receive? None. So ask the Lord to be your shepherd. Read Psalm 23. Read it every day for a while. And the gospel today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. So they made an agreement. And going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard. I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 and did likewise. And going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" And they answered, "Because no one has hired us." And he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you've made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." And he said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. And what if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Think about that. Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first and the first will be last. There are those of us, brothers and sisters, who have followed the Lord first through our parents and then on our own for many, many years. We've labored in a certain sense from the beginning. But sometimes there are friends of ours who lived a long life, and but they've never known God. They've never had faith. And then suddenly, by the grace of God, one day they wake up, so to speak, and they start asking you questions. And they say, "I think I want to be a Christian. I want to be Catholic. Whatever it might be, I want it." They're making a decision which the shepherd has encouraged for years, but he'll never remember. He will never violate our free will. So when the day comes that we both stand before the judgment seat of God, do we think we're going to get a higher place just because we were faithful longer, more years than the one who came, so to speak, in the declining years of his life or her life? Jesus is making it quite clear here that he doesn't work the way we do. If you've given your life to Christ, if you followed him faithfully in your life and repented when you failed, then he will give to all of us eternal life. You can't say, well, I should get more. I persevered longer. Don't do that. Don't do that. Jesus says very clearly, what if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Am I not free to do as I wish with my own money, my own grace, so to speak? Think about that. Don't make judgments. Pay attention to the state of your soul. Help others, but you can't judge them. You can't judge whether they're going to be eternally saved or not. You don't know the full picture. Only God does. And the Lord is making that very, very clear. How easy it is to get into competition. Well, I've done this for 5 years, and then I served here for 10 years, and then I did this for 12 years. And it's like we're adding up all the things we have done, that we're going to remind God of all we've done and all the years we've served, and surely this is going to gain me a very high place in heaven. Quite frankly, I think we're all going to be surprised when we get to heaven. I think we're going to be very surprised, because God knows the state of the soul. God knows the battleground of each person in a way that no one else can. Sometimes we ourselves can't see the full scope of what we're dealing with, but God sees it all. He sees how many times you repented. He sees how you turned back to the Lord. He sees whether you rejected God because this didn't happen or this did happen. He sees it all in a way that none of us can. None of us can. So don't judge others. Be faithful to what God asks of you and help others. But don't make any final judgments. We are quick to do that. And we're going to have a lot of surprises, as I said, when we get to heaven, of who really is first and who really is last. Pay attention to that. Don't be afraid of it. Look it in the face and say, Lord, don't let me compare myself to other people. Don't let me do that. Let me simply seek to serve you and repent when I fail. As this program comes to a close, I wanted to take this moment to wish a very happy birthday to my nephew, who works in radio on the West Coast. So happy birthday, Kyle. May God abundantly bless you. How much life God has for all of us. How much more life he has for all of us than we can possibly understand. Put everything into his hands. Give him your life, give him your hopes, give him your dreams, and say, Lord, lead me day by day and step by step, that you may be glorified. Because when God is glorified, you will know a peace and a happiness, brothers and sisters, that the world cannot take from you. I promise you that. May God abundantly bless each of you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.